Welcome to the Echo Flow podcast. Today I'll be speaking with Yoga Bindu or Kauri. She's a yoga teacher, a yogi sister of mine, and has been living in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia for the past 8 years. Kauri is here in Penang with me today, and for the past 4 days we've been practicing yoga almost every single day, and today she's actually leaving back to Kuala Lumpur. So we're kind of sad to be sending her off. But Kauri and I met about a year ago when I did my first charity class in Kuala Lumpur. And that time I was trying to raise funds for the Taiwan earthquake. And she came to the class. She was a bit late, but after that we had dinner. And we had a really nice conversation. She was telling me that she also wanted to do charity class. I asked her why she wanted to do charity class, and she mentioned about her experience in the Himalayas. She was in an ashram for many years, not many years, but she's been going back to the ashram again and again for retreats and for TTC, teacher training courses. And there are several stories about how she met some of the local people there, the kids, and she decided to fundraise for a school, is that right? A school in the Himalayas, and what else, to teach them yoga in the future?
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, so it's very similar to the work that I do in Ladakh. Like, we also visit nomadic schools and help kids in nomadic rural villages.
Yes, true.
So I feel very connected to Kauri, and I'm really happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
3 days ago, we did a Shivananda yoga class with Kauri. Because so, Kauri teaches Shivananda yoga. And before the Hatha yoga practice, before the physical practice, we actually did pranayama. And before that, most foremost, we had a short chanting session. And it was a very calming, peaceful preparation before the practice. Actually, before we begin the whole interview, can we invite you to lead a short chanting session together?
Yes, why not? So, ready?
Okay.
Gajananam Bhutanam Visevitam Kapita Jambu Parasara Vakshitam Humastan Shokavina Shakaranam Namami Bigne Shivara Pada Pankajan Shadananam Kunkumarakta Varnam Mahamatindipya Mayura Bahanam Rudrasyasunam Srasanyanatam Guham Saraham Sharanam Prapadiye Yakunden dut sharahara dabara Yashu prabastra brita Yavina paradanda mandita kara Yashu beta padomasana Yabrahma chuta shankara pravriti vihi Devaisada pujita Samampatu saraswati bhagavati Nishesha jadya paha Om Namah Shivaya Gurave Satchidananda Amrutaye Nishprapanchaya Shantaya Sri Shivanandaya Te Namaham Sri Vishnu Devandaya Te Namaham Om Sarva Mangala Mangaliye Shive Sarvata Swarike Sharanye Trayake Gauri Narayani Namostute Narayani namostute. Om Sahana bhavatu, Sahana bhunaktu, Sahaviryam karavavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu.マービッビシャワハイオンシャンティシャンティシャンティ
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This one is always class before the class, then after also pray.
Mm-hmm. Ah, like I was feeling a little bit tired today after teaching a class, but after listening to your mantra, like I felt rejuvenated, like refreshed a little bit. And is there like a meaning behind the mantra?
Yeah, of course. This one is all the Ganesha, Samna, Narayani, Saraswati,
uh-huh.
something, all the God name.
Uh-huh.
And of course, add on the Swami Sivananda
mm-hmm.
and his disciple, Swami Vishnu Devananda.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mantra is very powerful, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then this one is chanting is not the sing a song,
mm-hmm.
just this is a like something like a get rid of the ego.
Ego.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then our mind
yeah.
and our also our voice also become
mm-hmm.
purification.
Yes. Okay. Mm.
So I just try to concentrate
mm-hmm.
for my the word
yeah.
and the mantra. But some Indian, maybe Indian people
yeah.
listen to my mantra a bit different through pronunciation,
yeah.
maybe.
But I think the intention
but
is
this
more
is more
important.
Important is intention, yes.
Yeah.
So calming down for me.
Yeah. And at the very end, you said Om Shanti, 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 peace and peace, right? And that's the goal of yoga is to cultivate that inner peace within us. So this is mantra chanting is a very unique and integral part of Sivananda Yoga.
Yes, true.
And
very long.
It's long, but it's not that long. I think it's.
But in each initial player and final player also a bit the same long.
A bit same. Mm-hmm. The length is about the same, right?
Yes.
And so, what is so unique about Sivananda Yoga besides mantra chanting?
Oh. Sivananda Yoga is one of the traditional Indian yoga
mm-hmm.
school,
okay.
and then that emphasized that this integration not only the asana,
mm-hmm.
of course asana, and pranayama,
mm-hmm.
relaxation, then the mantra and chanting,
mm-hmm.
diet. Also lifestyle,
uh-huh.
yes, and the physical body and
uh-huh.
mind and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, wait. So for those who are not familiar with yogi terms, asana means like
the posture.
The posture, and then
yes.
pranayama.
Yes.
Is like the breath
the
work.
The breathing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, mantra. Most of you are probably aware of the meaning.
Chant.
Mm-hmm. Chanting.
Then to taking the balance for the mind and body and
spirit,
like the coordination
mm-hmm.
will bring us happiness
mm-hmm.
more. Then to be the peaceful mind also.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I heard that the sequence is actually
yes.
fixed,
yes.
right? There's only 12
basic posture.
Mm-hmm.
It works on the from the 12 posture is from the on the chakra to the bottom
from the top chakra
yeah, chakras,
to the bottom
chakra system
mm-hmm.
like the from Sahasrara
the headstand
yes.
yes
shoulder stand and then Vajrasana.
So the throat chakra, and
yes,
then slowly.
All that slowly comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Then the between the posture, so also relaxation, Shavasana, small Shavasana, slow Shavasana. Then relaxation, after relaxation from the bottom to the top of the head. So
we
can achieve the union between the universe. Yes.
Right. So Shavasana means dead corpse or dead body.
Corpse.
So after every pose, we would take a quick relaxation by spreading our legs and bodies 45 degrees or to the side.
Yes, release the
tension.
Release
the tension.
Yes.
And then we move on to the next pose.
Yeah.
And at the end of the sequence, we have a Shavasana, a longer Shavasana.
Yes.
And during that time, because we took a class with Kauri, so I sort of know the sequence now. We also have to tense every part of the body from the legs up to the shoulders, up to the top of the head. So I felt very calm and a strong energetic effect after the practice. So thank you for leading us a wonderful practice the other day.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And so you mentioned to me a lot about peace, right?
Yes.
About cultivating peace in your life. So Shivananda Yoga emphasizes a lot on peace.
Yes.
And the other day when we had a conversation, you mentioned about the aspiration to find peace, to cultivate peace in other people. And it's very much connected to your own family brought up, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you share something about your family and how that...
Oh, my cultivate...
Mm-hmm.
The peace
mean. Yeah.
Okay. I grown up with the grandfather and grandmother also together.
Together. Yeah.
Actually, my grandfather went to the World War II. He was going to the war for the Myanmar.
He went to war in
Burma
that time.
Then
he survived
from the, because he hit a gun a lot.
And
he cut off his left leg,
amputated.
But then come back. So I am here, but actually my grandfather and I is very close, more than my parents. Then so many times
I'll help you translate a little bit.
おじいちゃんが一番よく一緒に過ごした。
So you spend the most
of your time
with your grandma and grandfather.
Then he used to be talk to me a lot of his feeling. His feeling at the moment of the war. Then how sad and how
he was sorry,
feeling.
Remorseful.
And then sometimes cry. Then, so I really understood about his feeling. But so at that time, I don't want to like the feeling. The most important was this is the peace. Then the normal life. Then like that, my cultivate really influence of my
peace. I was very surprised when you told me the story, because a few years ago I watched the Biruma no Tategoto. It's a movie about
Impar
Impar Sachsen.
Impar
Sachsen. So it's Impar mission.
Mission.
Mm-hmm, in Myanmar, and so your grandfather was a part of that.
Yeah, the another
mission.
The team.
Yes.
The 500 soldiers died already.
Yes, they were. They
at
died.
That time.
And then because
only
your,
him come back.
Mm-hmm, and your grandpa was like a leader or something,
mm-hmm.
and they hide him, they hid him in the cave, and he survived, right? Uh-huh. Which is very, I was really touched when I hear about the story, because the first time when I watched that movie, even though it was black and white, I cried at the very end of the movie. And I think it's a very important movie because it teaches Japanese people about the sadness, the kurushimi, the
suffering,
the cruelty of war on both sides, and that we should really strive to cultivate peace in this world and to live in harmony with one another. So, besides cultivating peace, what are some of the most important values or kachikan values in your life?
Oh, therefore, in my experience with my grandma, grandfather,
mm-hmm.
grandmother,
mm-hmm.
so really, always the important to communicate with the family.
Mm-hmm.
The most important for me is a family,
mm-hmm.
and family is one of my parts of my myself,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
So, if I really wants to be the harmonies
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
in harmony
with the family is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
After this, in harmony,
mm-hmm.
the surround
yeah.
people
mm-hmm.
like that. My value.
Yeah.
Then maybe the after that will be the whole.
Whole
the
world
is
harmony
with the peace, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Most important, my
your heart,
mm.
and then your family, and then
kaku ってなんて言うんだ
kaku
new kaku kaku 家族とかの
家族
kaku 家族とかの kaku って nuclear
nuclear family. So it starts from the nuclear family, and
like
then
that they become expand
bigger. Yes. Because
this is my value
uh-huh.
of my life.
I think if everyone takes good care of themselves,
mm.
if they're peaceful,
the
and then they take good care of their family.
Yes.
And if everyone can do that.
Anyone.
And
next
then
one,
the our neighbors will be peaceful, and
like
our community, everyone is peaceful.
Yeah.
Right. And so the same is with environment. We have to
yes.
all take care
yes.
of our
yes.
of our own ways, the house,
mm.
and the place we live in.
My value.
Do you have any advice for people who want to cultivate peace in their life in general?
In their life,
mm-hmm.
I recommend doing yoga. Really, because yoga way
mm-hmm.
like not only the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like learning scripture,
mm-hmm.
something is really helped to my life
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So peace
mm-hmm.
is mazu, the first
mm-hmm.
in cultivate in your own first.
Mm-hmm.
So try to like a meditation also.
Okay.
But meditation actually yoga.
Yeah.
So doing some move your body first
mm-hmm.
and then to knowing about body
mm-hmm.
to knowing about your like the body of the many me and I invisible
mm-hmm. what you cannot see and the things you cannot see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So knowing is most important, then after that
mm-hmm.
mm.
Okay, so
like this is connecting with the to observe the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So we start with cultivating peace in the body.
Yes.
And then into the breath, and then
cultivating
the mind.
Mm, okay.
So Let's say as a yoga teacher, do you have any advice for people who doesn't do yoga, but who still wants to find peace in their life?
Okay. So whatever, no need to only yoga, like Aikido, something. So any other sports, running, and tennis, something, whatever. You, of course, you do the focus something, right? Then combine with the move the body, body and focus. Then this coordination is. One more thing is you need to use the breath.
Right, use the breath.
It's more like calming down also.
Yes.
Then how's my breath now? Deep or
shallow
or something. Then if you, my mind is very activate, like adrenaline.
Sympathetic.
Yeah.
Nervous system is activated. So.
And the very rough, the breathing. After the slow, the move motion, and then more slow, and also the mind also really slowing. So just to see how, on the way to the slow, also, then after that, will be time of the shizumaru.
Shizumaru. So. Calm down. Yeah.
The time's coming. So try to see how now. Now what? How's my breath? Something.
How's my breath? How's my feeling?
Always to see, observe from the inner side.
I think if we do that, then any kind of sports becomes a yoga.
Kind, I think
any kind of movements can become a form of yoga when you combine your breath, your body, and your mind. Also, so if someone wants to learn yoga as a beginner, do you have any advice for them?
Oh, so yoga is not only the, no need to the flexibility from the first time. And most of them, I cannot do the legs behind the head, something. It's a, this is a, like a, additional additional to going to the asana posture. But yoga is like a name of the origin of the name of the union. So try to focus on my body, how's my body, how's my mind, how's my spirit, of course. So try to see how not only the imitate of your the yoga class and teachers, just in the posture, how's my mind, how's my body now, how's my breath. Then after that, continue will be the like the coordination is will be calm naturally.
Naturally you become calm.
So don't think about the expect for the only the physical. Please expect for the to be the union.
There's no need to expect because it comes naturally. And Kaori is actually a really good yoga teacher.
Thank you.
you taught me one private lesson.
Yes, private, almost private lesson.
And actually she teaches mainly private lessons in Kuala Lumpur. And you're very, very Japanese in the way that you're detailed, meticulous on.
Yeah, of course I'm Japanese. I don't like rough so much.
So for example, I've always learned to do shavasana by lifting the legs, floating it directly up. But the way you taught me was quite interesting. Like you walk your legs in, you bend your knees, you lift the knees up, you straighten the legs, and then when you come down, you have to do the same thing.
Yeah, because this is, for me, in my opinion, it's a physical discipline.
Yeah.
With the mind coordinate. So it's really strict but slow pace,
mm-hmm.
then to be
mindful,
more mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, of course, then yeah, I like a big toe together.
Yeah, so in
always. Yeah,
you
yeah.
always keep the big toes together.
This is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, not only alignment,
mm-hmm.
like come back to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So really focus on the mm-hmm. sense of the touching,
mm-hmm.
the skin's
yes.
feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know about that.
Yeah.
Very, very detailed.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that also surprises us all mm-hmm. is that for 20 years, Kaori has been practicing yoga. She's never had any injuries.
Yes, because slow. Very slow. My practice, own practice, is sometimes challenging pose.
Mm-hmm.
Handstand, pinchamayarasana,
mm-hmm.
something.
Advanced poses.
But
mm-hmm.
I never want to be like a jumping. So slow moving
mm-hmm.
up.
Yep.
Use the toes and the sense of the skin,
mm-hmm.
something. So not really good for the advanced posture, but it's my state, so it's really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And what about your charity classes? Are you still doing that?
Yes, I'm now just start from this year.
Mm-hmm.
So eight times already finished, but still my beginner's course.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, 7:30 to almost 9, but 8:30 at the Publica. UTL,
mm-hmm.
Under the Light Yoga Studio in
okay.
Publica.
Mm. And that is Shivananda Yoga, right?
Yes, there is a just community, like a charity class.
Okay. So when are you going back to the Himalayas again?
Oh,
Rishikesh?
In this year, I would love to go, but I really planning now this the end of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now coronavirus,
yeah.
So I don't know, but maybe I will try to in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this year,
I'm also going back to Ladakh in June and July if everything goes well. So how can
really?
People find you on the internet, or if they want to connect with you?
I have Facebook. On
Yoga Bindu.
Yoga Bindu.
And
Yoga Bindu Kaori on
Instagram.
Instagram.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
so
fine.
Yoga Bindu, YogaBindu. That's Kaori's yogi name that was being given by
yes,
your
spiritual.
Teacher.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, spiritual name from.
Mm-hmm.
This was also Shivananda Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you very much for.
Sorry for my English is not good.
No, I think your English is. It's perfect. It's
I also confuse my what I want to say.
Kaori, there's one more thing I forgot to ask you.
Yes.
So I feel like Kaori is one of the most unique or special Japanese that I've ever met, because at a very young age she fell in love with yoga and she told me that she loves
not
India.
Not young, same as your age.
Okay, so Kaori started yoga when she was 20, so 4 years younger than me. I actually started yoga when I was 22, I think. Was it 22 or 23?
No, I was 24 years old, I started yoga.
Really? Oh, so
yeah.
You started
so
when...
your age now, right?
Uh-huh. Correct. And she's been to India many times.
Yes.
And it's quite rare to have to find a Japanese lady or Japanese girl daring enough to go to India by herself and living in an ashram for months.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about your experience in India, in the ashram?
Okay. In the ashram, we so many rules there.
Mm-hmm.
So from the morning to the night,
mm-hmm.
we have to, of course, especially I went to the Shivananda Yoga Ashram
mm-hmm.
only.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know another ashram,
mm-hmm.
other ashram, but in a Shivananda Yoga Ashram, it's have a chanting, of course,
mm-hmm.
from the morning and
mm-hmm.
the night.
Mm-hmm. Like singing, sort of singing.
Kirtan, yes.
Kirtan.
Singing, whole students and the teacher also.
Everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was according follow the Gurukula system, you know, Gurukula system is mm-hmm. From the long way continue from the teacher and the student is the same life,
Seikatsu. They live together.
Yeah, live together. Yes, uh-huh. this is Gurukula system.
Yeah.
And the whole student and teacher practice yoga and...
How long was the yoga practice?
Well, every twice a day.
2 hours a day.
Twice a day, 90
yeah.
minutes.
90 minutes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, the ashram rule is karma yoga.
Mm-hmm.
We call karma yoga, like,
mm-hmm. like the
cleaning,
service. Mm. Do service to others.
Yes,
uh-huh.
anything, and the study of Vedanta, or
mm-hmm.
some scripture,
mm-hmm.
then... Again, karma yoga time,
mm-hmm.
so many work,
yeah.
and then very fast in
time
the first 1 day.
Passes really quickly.
Really quickly,
uh-huh.
fast. Then the 最初のうち to beginning time
mm-hmm.
is a bit so hard.
Mm-hmm. Challenging.
But to be continue of
mm-hmm.
course because lifestyle also includes so all the vegetarian
mm-hmm.
meal
mm-hmm.
Very lighter
mm-hmm.
my body
yeah.
system also really purification
mm-hmm.
because we doing the kriya also all the detox first
mm-hmm.
so while the beginning hard but the middle time
mm-hmm.
is become comfortable
mm-hmm.
after the 4 weeks something this is really suitable for me,
really enjoyable,
yeah
mm-hmm.
really enjoyable, and then already our mind is really peace
mm-hmm.
the place also all the students like that so very peaceful
mm-hmm.
hmm.
Interesting experience.
So, ちょっとまた行きたく、
so、
怖いもの見たさで、また I wanna go.
So you still wanna go back there? Maybe we should do it together next time.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning
you
to go back.
You take the TTC, I think.
Okay.
Someday really
in the future, maybe 2 years from now, when I go back for another training, and it's also cheaper to do it in India.
Yes.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, really recommend. It's very cheaper than the Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like another country.
Yeah. Is there anything we miss out? Is there anything else you would like to share?
No. But really, let's doing yoga.
Uh-huh.
I always like many mixed.
Yeah.
Mm. Mixed.
Different style.
Any. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just start yoga as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
The younger, older,
mm-hmm.
very old also.
Yeah.
Can.
You know, I always tell people when I tell them I'm a yoga teacher and they say, oh, I'm very stiff.
Yes,
and
yes,
I always tell them that you do yoga because you are stiff, not because you're flexible.
No. Because I'm strong, stiff.
Stiff. It's a...
katai no.
Katai.
Yeah. But after doing yoga, become actually the open heart and
mm-hmm.
then the body also opening.
Open. Mm-hmm.
To be more flexible,
yeah.
naturally come.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to having you here in Penang again.
Yeah, of course.
And we should do more practice together.
Yes,
maybe.
Really, I had enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for arrange for me, like
mm-hmm.
so many things, and Shivananda Yoga also
mm-hmm.
in
Vikasa Yoga Studio.
Your friend's
mm-hmm.
studio.
Next time we will also
really
arrange
nice.
For you to teach in Goku Yoga.
Goku also really nice place.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not how to
very
say.
Cool.
Like
very
cozy.
Cozy. Yeah.
So nice.
こちらこそ
ありがとうございました。
Take care and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.